BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the Friday podcast of the Scott Mills Daily. We've got a new game where we ask clues to a mystery person on the phone and try and guess who it is. It's a bit like the Mayor of Ware, only this person used to be a little bit famous. More people that hide their partners from their friends and because she leaves in a week. All the gloves are off on a Fern Cotton Real or No Real special. Scott Mills, Radio 1. I've had a really strange morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think Grimmy's on to me for something for his show next week. I got a very strange call earlier. You know, or it's Matt Edmondson just messing around again.
That's the thing, you never know now,
no,
do you?
You don't know whether it's actual Grimmy or just like a soundboard of clips of Grimmy because of Matt Edmondson. These crazy, wacky guys at Radio 1. Today, one of the highlights of the show will be, on Real or No Real, Fern Cotton a week before she leaves BBC Radio 1.
Playing this game at this very sensitive time is an awesome idea.
Yeah, we did it with Zane Lowe, do you remember? And because he literally was leaving that day, or he had a few days to go, all the gloves were off and we could talk about the things that we had never been able to talk about with him before because leaving. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter anymore. And exactly the same is going to happen with Fern this afternoon. I'm going to get some little facts out of her and we'll get the truth this time because what are they going to do? Fire her?
And also, it's just it's a great opportunity for whoever's playing the game to be honest and get stuff off their chest.
Yeah.
You know?
Stuff they maybe always wanted to say, but they've not really been allowed because job.
Yes.
So today could be a good one, I think. That's just after 3:30. We're going to do quite a few as well. Of Fern Cotton on Real or No Real. She'll be joining us. If you want to see a hot mess playing Inyo de Bingo, then go to Radio 1 Twitter right now. I'm talking about Binky Felstead from Maiden Chelsea, who... I think she enjoyed it yesterday, but there was a kind of halfway through the game where it started to seep into her knickers, but I'm not sure she was that keen.
Yeah, I suddenly saw her looking towards her people that were just outside.
Yeah.
Did you spot her? I think it was fine, though, but then did you see the tweet that she put up? I think it was her having her makeup done for a shoot.
Yeah, redone.
Yeah, basically saying, back getting my makeup redone. Thanks, Scott Mills. Thanks, Chris Stark.
No, I think afterwards she was fine about it. But yeah, I mean, it's very cold and very wet.
Yes.
And you don't know what it's going to be like until you're actually playing the game. So thanks to Binks for coming in yesterday. Let's go back to last night for the Great Chelsea Garden Challenge on BBC Two. Now, you'll hear from a couple of gardeners in this clip, and one of them has had a very modern idea for where he could maybe display his eucalyptus plants. Water.
The last two times, my finish really wasn't as good as I wanted it.
Your eucalyptus.
Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic. Let me see if they fit in my hole.
Yes, Binky.
That was ridiculous.
I mean.
Good spray.
Really good spray. Every time I gave her a compliment, she just goes, thanks, babe. You look really good today, Binky.
Thanks, babe.
Love her. So it's on Radio 1 Twitter right now. Click and collect. Find the... that's something else, isn't it?
No, that's the wrong one.
Right, no. Click and watch. Now, it's on Radio 1 Twitter.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Lunch Money Lewis, you casually just called our show yesterday.
He's such a legend.
Because he didn't understand the Cheeky Nando's thing, which we did try and explain to him. So find out Sunday from 4 with Clara Amfo on the official chart on Radio 1, whether it's Omi for another week or Lunch Money Lewis. Talking of that... Does anyone in here fancy a bit of cheeky chicken today?
Oh, we could have a cheeky one.
It's on me, lads.
Is it? Friday treat?
Fancy it?
I'll have a cheeky one if you're keen.
Yeah, I'm keen. I mean, we've been talking about it all week, so I think it would be kind of weird not to, really.
You know, other things we've talked about this week, I've had so many messages about, you know, my mate who's been hiding away his girlfriend?
Yes, you've never met her.
I've got to be so careful how I talk about this.
Has he been on?
For obvious reasons. I think someone told him that we've been talking about it.
That's the thing. Sometimes I forget that this goes out everywhere.
I know. And especially is like, you, at least you have a sort of filter at times. With me, that really isn't the case.
Right. Is he annoyed?
I don't know. Well, no. It's not that he's annoyed. I think he just doesn't want me talking about it. But it is an interesting one, isn't it? Like... Should I be offended by the fact he hides her away from us?
Yeah. And we did have quite a big response to it as well, from people texting and emailing and putting it on Twitter, saying that it's the same. Like, their group of friends have never met one of their friends' partners. I think it's quite common.
And obviously, the last thing he would want is for her to find out that we've been talking about this on Radio 1.
That is true.
But you just got to hope that she doesn't listen.
So we've called some of the people back that did get in touch this week who say, you know, their friends have got hidden boyfriends and girlfriends that they have never met.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've had like two, maybe three wedding invites this week.
Have you?
Loads of the marriages are on now. It's summer.
It does feel like there's loads of weddings coming up.
I can't say who's getting married.
So my girlfriend's sis. Oh, is it a famous?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Not allowed.
Mark Wright.
I've signed something. No, it's not Mark Wright.
You've signed something saying you can't talk about the wedding or you can't. What can you say?
Not much. That's it, really. You know how I like to tease.
Oh, wow. Okay. I need to think about this. Mm. I've got a wedding coming up. So my girlfriend's sister's getting married.
Yeah.
Get this right. I don't know if this is a normal thing. So this Saturday, we've got to do this wine tasting thing for the wedding. So they order in loads of bottles of wine and decide what's on in the wedding. Now, I don't really like wine.
No. No, well, you did get into it for a while when we started hanging out. And they didn't really agree with you, did it?
I tried. It was more of me trying to fit in with you.
Do you remember when you fell in those bushes outside the university in Southampton?
Yes.
That was wine, wasn't it?
That was a problem.
Yeah. That was quite early days, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, this is a thing. They'd come round if you're having a wedding and be like, what wine would you like? And then you just have to just sit there all afternoon and drink all these different wines and go, that one, yeah, that one's all right. And to be honest, after a while, they do all taste the same.
I was going
to
say, surely they taste nicer by the time you've had...
Yeah, two or three, maybe. Yeah. That was... Beware, though, that was the time when, after a wine tasting for someone's wedding, I then got on a flight directly to Amsterdam after that. I booked it last minute. So
that's a legendary story. Yeah, that was just, you felt like going to Amsterdam.
Yeah, so, like, just warning you, things could escalate quickly tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know this thing that I'm trying to make into a thing? Who Friday, where I put someone that's slightly retro on my Instagram?
Yeah, I kind of enjoy it now.
Yeah. Or you were having a go at me, be like, oh, that's a rubbish idea. Oh, no, you didn't say it was a rubbish idea. You were just jealous.
Well, I didn't think you were going to commit to it the way you have. And actually, even when on holiday, you were still hooing away.
Yep. And I'd like you to have a look at today's person slightly from the past on my Instagram, if possible. Now, who's that I'm accepting an award from on my Instagram there?
It's... Let me just click on it.
Stunning lady.
Who is that? Great question. I don't know. I actually don't know who that is. Who is it?
Off of 10 million bicycles in Beijing. It's...
Oh, it's Katie Melua.
Yeah. No, wow. I don't want to say too much because I've had trouble with Melua before.
I thought she hated you.
Yeah, well, she probably does again now. But actually, Who Friday is, it's a kind of a sign of respect more than anything.
I know, but with Throwback Thursday, you know, which is sort of the original precursor to Who Friday, it's very rare someone will put a throwback picture with someone that actually doesn't like them.
Yeah, I just thought it's fitting because me and Melua did have beef years ago. It was something to do with the Brit Awards one year. It just got complicated.
Even the beef is ho.
Yeah. So there she is. Today's Who Friday on my Instagram. I thought as a bit of a Friday thing, we could bring this to the radio today. So we're going to do like a little impromptu game. It's a bit like the Mayor of Ware off of Greg James. So thanks to Greg. A nod to Greg James there. So we're going to ask questions and try and work out who the person is on the phone. Only they're not a mayor. They're somebody who's a bit from the past. We ask questions and try and work out who they are.
No, I don't know who this person is, genuinely.
No, me neither. Otherwise, that would make the game a bit pointless.
No, but that's what I mean. So it's people here who've managed to find this.
Yes, one of our team here have gone through the depths of their inbox to find a phone number. And we're going to speak to them. Play along at home, try and work out who this is. Hello, mystery person.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon, UK.
Good afternoon to you, UK. Oh, no, you're not UK. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
I'm in Pakistan now.
In Pakistan. Okay.
Yes.
There's my first question. Chris, what would you like to ask?
Okay, here's my first question. Have you been on Britain's Got Talent or X Factor or a TV show like that?
Yes, X Factor. I love X Factor.
Ah, but were you ever on the TV show?
Yes.
Okay.
X Factor TV, X Factor Final Show, yeah.
Oh. X Factor Final? Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I met their Calorie Sack and Dermot.
Met Caroline Flack and Dermot.
That would suggest then that you were a guest. So have you been on any other British TV show?
No.
Okay. Do you sing or do you have some other kind of talent?
I'm very interested in singing and acting.
Singing and acting.
So it could be an actor.
It sounds like a triple threat. Could be. I don't think he's necessarily then just an ex-pop star.
No.
It could be anything else, couldn't it?
I mean, he could be, you know, like on the X Factor final, they have dancers. They sometimes have, like, you know, trapeze acts going off at the back of Katy Perry's set.
But he said he met Caroline Flack, which means possibly on Extra Factor.
Yes.
So maybe the Extra Factor on the final, perhaps.
Yeah, okay.
This is tricky. I've got a question for you. Do you have a twin sister?
Yes, I have a twin sister.
You're not in a group called Same Difference?
Sorry?
You're not in a pop group called Same Difference? No.
Same Difference?
No, yeah, no.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he's heard of that.
No.
Okay. Are you above 40 years of age or below 40 years of age?
I'm 33 years old now.
33. Okay. This is really hard. Okay, have you ever been in the pop charts?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In America or the UK or both?
In UK, in Japan, even you can say Japan to America.
Wow. So this is international.
Yes, my song released in Japan to America, India, in Pakistan, in Japan, in France.
Whoa.
All these Europe, Africa, Canada, everywhere.
Wow. Okay,
so he's had a big song out.
Yeah, we're dealing with a big shot here.
Okay, I've got a question. Is it fair to say that you're a one-hit wonder? Have you only ever had one song?
Only one song.
Only one song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
And it will start. It will start on one. It will start on one.
Is this a riddle?
It'll start on one.
Start on one.
Yeah. The first word of my song is one. The first song.
First word of the song is one.
One.
One. Did you write the one show theme tune?
One show?
No.
Which is interesting, because I was wondering why that would be big in Japan.
Yeah. One. I mean, it's a tune, but I can't see it being global.
No, so it's not that one then. Mills, any other questions?
Can I guess? Are you the £1 fish man?
Oh, yes.
Yes!
Yes! No way! You got him!
Yes! It's you!
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hello, UK.
Yes, I want to sing for UK. Come on, UK. Come on, UK. £1 fish. Come on, UK. Come on, UK. £1 fish. Have a look. £1 fish. Very, very good.
£1 fish.
Very, very cheap.
£1 fish.
6 or 5 pounds.
£1 fish. Hello, UK.
£1 each. Very, very good and very, very cheap. £1 fish today. £1 fish. Come on, ladies, come on. £1 fish.
Thank you. Why haven't you done a follow-up?
Sorry?
Why have there been no more songs after £1 fish?
No, I just want to tell you, my next song is ready. I'm going to dedicate this song, the legendary of pop, Michael Jackson. I'm working on that. As you know, his death anniversary coming soon on 25th June.
Mm. Right.
So my next song is ready, which I will release within 2 days.
Is it a Michael Jackson song?
Yes. Michael is a hero for all over the world. So I'm going to dedicate a song, my legend and my hero, Michael Jackson.
Okay. And can you sing a bit of it now for us?
A little bit. Michael Jackson, we still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson.
That's fantastic.
I will release my whole song, so I will...
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, send it in to us.
Yeah,
please, UK, number one.
Please do send your song to us.
Okay, I will send you. Basically, I'm working on this, so it will done within 2 days, and then I will perform the video of this song.
Yeah, just get over to us, £1 fish.
I can't believe it's you, though. This is such an honour.
Thank you so much, Nike. Nice to talk to you, and I miss UK, I love UK, and I will come back.
Come back soon, we could do Michael Jackson live.
Yes, with Michael Jackson live now.
Thank you very much, Mohammed, off of £1 fish.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, good to speak to you.
Okay, take care and right. Have a great and bright day.
Thank you.
It's him. I mean, what a hero.
I can't believe that they managed to dig his number out.
Is this the song?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, Will the producer, was his number on your email all the time?
Wow. £1 fish.
What a legend.
What a who.
Kind of thing you could only do on a Friday, I think, ever. So many people got it quicker than us, like Adam in Warsaw, Liam the trucker, Aaron from Gloucester, Craig delivering parcels, Jessica going, I've only just got this song out of my head, thanks for bringing it back, Ben in Wolverhampton, Phil, Sam Johnson, all knew it was £1 fish man, Dave in his truck, Joss from Banbury, so many others, James from Portsmouth.
Quite an incredible game as well, because it wasn't just the person that was a who, you then played the full version of £1 fish.
And people really enjoyed it, apart from people that had their windows open blaring out Radio 1, because how do you explain that really? I'm looking forward to the Michael Jackson tribute coming next.
A little bit Michael Jackson. We still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, when it comes to the time when it's my last show on Radio 1, whenever that might be, please, please, as the final guest, can we have Pitbull?
Pitbull.
As my final guest on my final show on Radio 1, whenever that is.
It's so tricky, though,
I mean, I don't like to talk about the end.
Well, we've tried to get Pitbull, but it doesn't need to be your last show to try and get Pitbull. We've been trying that for ages. So
no, but when it happens, my last show, I want Pitbull to be on it.
But that's why the stress will come, is because it's hard enough getting hold of Pitbull, let alone a very specific time.
I know. He's never been on the show.
You know, 5 years from now, Pitbull might be, you know, he'd be in space or something. You know, technology would have moved on.
Another question, I mean, I don't want to be morbid, but long after I've gone, will you still play Timber in my honour now and again?
Would you like that to be the song?
I would like that, yeah, because it will remind you of me.
So whenever people hear Timber, it's meant to remind them of you,
as soon as you hear that opening, Scott
Mills. He was beautiful.
Yeah, he was beautiful.
There's a couple of texts coming in just saying, you okay, hon?
I'm fine. Am I being a bit melty?
You went well melty before. My favourite text has come in, though. It goes, you'll never go, Millsy. We won't let you.
Well, what are you going to do?
I love that.
What's going to happen? How are you going to... If I leave Radio 1, how are people going to be like, we won't let you?
People won't let you.
What? So I step down, and then, a bit like some other leaders, then I get back on again?
Yeah, exactly. Your resignation won't be accepted.
Not accepted, no. Someone says, don't talk like that, Scott. You're upsetting the nation. It's got to happen at some point. I don't like to be morbid.
We won't let you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let me just take a call. Hello.
Hey, Scott. It's Jamie here. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Jamie?
I'm good, thank you. I'm actually phoning you up about girlfriends that are heading away by their boyfriends that you were speaking about the other day.
We had a little thing on this, didn't we? People that kind of keep their girlfriend or boyfriend separate from the rest of their friends.
Well, I've got a mate who actually does this. I mean, he's been going out with someone close to 2 years now, and...
You lot have never met her,
yeah.
Your friend group.
And we don't know why he's keeping her away. In fact, he's told me not to talk about this again, so that's already gone wrong.
Don't do that. Let's talk to Jamie instead. Have you got a similar situation, Jamie?
I have absolutely the same situation. I have a good friend that's hidden his girlfriend away for the last year and a half. None of us have ever met her. We've seen her from afar, but he's never introduced her, so we all wonder what secrets is he keeping from us.
So you've seen her from afar, which means you're probably in the same area or room.
We've seen her when we went to pick him up once. One of my friends gave us a lift, and he ushered her into our car and waved her goodbye before we could get out to say hello to her. And that's right. The closest we've ever seen. But
he hurried her away.
Yeah, we know she's real, because before that we thought she might be imaginary, but no, she's definitely real, but we've never met her.
Why do you think you're not allowed to meet her?
Well, I've been trying to think about that. You know, maybe he's told so many kind of wee lies, and I know you love the word cheeky, that he doesn't want us to rumble him. So I've wondered, has he hired fake friends to go along with all his little stories?
Oh.
Because surely she must be wondering why he's never introduced us to us.
At some point, she's surely got to go, well, have you got any friends if he's not meeting them? So maybe there's a new group, you're absolutely right, that are in on all the secrets and lies.
Like, he's running loads of marathons, and he used to be a 007 agent and all these things. That's the only thing I can think of.
Have you noticed any changes with him? So say when you're with him, does he accidentally slip? into what he's like as a boyfriend now. Do you know what I mean? Is he extra polite and stuff like that? Or have you noticed any changes?
Well, he's always on his phone texting her now. And he never used to be like that. So he's always texting and disappearing. Always disappears.
You've lost him, haven't you?
Well, it's a man down. So, yes. And he used to come out of life and soul of the party. He's always got an excuse. So. Yeah. I was on the phone last night asking if he wanted to come on a night out, and he had an excuse again. Mm-hmm. So it always seems to be the same. So we don't know what's going on.
What was the excuse?
He's going away to a hotel. So he goes to hotels with his partner a lot. So I'm wondering, has he told her that he's, you know, he lives on his own, but really lives with his mum still and doesn't want her to know that?
Yeah, he's trying to start it out as like, hi, I can take you to a hotel. I've got money.
Actually lives with his mum. In Glasgow.
Interesting.
Right, good to speak to you. This is good. Thanks, Jamie.
No problem at all.
Love you, bye.
Bye, love you too. Bye.
That last guy we spoke to, I said love you bye, he said love you too. Do you think he feels awkward now? Because he did it wrong.
I think it's always awkward when you have one chance and you get it wrong.
Just say love you bye back, don't say love you too, because that's getting a bit serious.
It's a different thing altogether.
Maroon 5 and Sugar on BBC Radio 1. Hi, Vicky.
Hello.
It's Scott,
hello.
You're right.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. We're talking about hidden boyfriends and girlfriends. What have you got for me?
Yeah, me and my boyfriend were like at like a party. Well, it was a party, it was like a little get together of friends. And then, because he's like an artist, so he started showing us all his art. Like, yeah, I did this, and like all this cool visual art. Yeah. And then we all sort of looking like, that's pretty, did he do that? And then his friends were like, no, you didn't do that. And then it was like, he'd just been caught out, really. It was all a bit awkward. Yeah. Bit awkward.
So your boyfriend has been making out that he's well good at art to you?
Because he is good at art.
But he's got all these pictures, and then when you were with his friends were like, he definitely didn't do those pictures.
We were all just a bit like, did you do them? And then, no, he didn't.
So rather than him, like, hiding you from his friends, he's trying to impress you, isn't he?
He's trying to big me up, but he's trying to big himself up, but his friend's just...
Yeah.
This
is the thing. So when you first started going out, obviously to try and impress you, he may have said things that he wouldn't want his friends to hear because his friends will correct him, like they did with you.
Exactly.
It's a bit like when Chris started going out with his current girlfriend and said that he was in a band and went to the trouble of downloading a local band, which he wasn't in, and playing her the track and be like, yeah, that's me in the background. It wasn't you at all.
Exactly,
no,
like
it wasn't. So you and your friends go to this gallery and he's like, yeah, I did that painting. And you're like, no, I've seen that painting before by a famous artist.
He was just getting it. He was just like showing us things like online and we were like, oh, that's amazing. And then we were like, Is it too amazing? Did you actually do that?
Did he open up and say, actually, it's not me in the end?
He just sort of like, averted it. And then I mentioned again and was like, oh, wasn't you, was it? And he's like, no, it wasn't.
So he did admit to you in the end that it wasn't him that did those
paintings? Yeah, he was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. And I was like, okay.
But this is a good thing, because now you'll be able to see his friends more often, because I'm sure that's where those little lies have stopped.
Yeah, definitely.
So he doesn't need to hide you from his friends.
Exactly, no.
Yeah, everyone's joined up and on the same page. Yeah.
This is a good place to be in.
It is.
And you're still with this guy, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not take it away from him. He's a great artist.
He is a great artist and he's probably going to kill me.
But he just didn't
just
do those paintings.
That's good.
That's right. Thanks for that.
All right, thank you.
Cheers, Vicky. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
So we just heard about Vicky's boyfriend, who said to Vicky, his girlfriend, hey, look at my paintings online, aren't they good? They weren't his paintings at all, they were quite a famous artist. Hello, James in Cornwall.
Scott, how are you doing?
Good, how are you, James?
I'm all right, thank you.
What have you got for me?
Bit of a naughty one. Out for a few beers, as you do, heading back home with a girl. And as we're walking up to the house, I live with my parents at the time, as walking into the house, I said, look, you've got to keep it down. My folks are asleep. To which she said, I thought this was your house. So obviously, during the evening, I told it was my house.
Oh.
yeah. So obviously now I've just got to react. And for some reason, I just said, oh, no, it is my house. They're just staying with me.
You see, this happens because it's not the greatest look if you say that you live with your parents.
It's with my parents.
It's sometimes a bit tricky if you're trying to act like a massive baller.
Exactly. And so I don't know why I would have said it. Obviously, just lager talk. I don't know. So we're walking up to the house. Obviously, I've told her to be quiet. I've explained, yeah, it is my house. They're just staying with me.
They're just staying.
But now, they're just staying here. But now I'm thinking, obviously, the decor, the furniture.
Pictures on the wall.
Chosen. Yeah, not what I would have chosen, but I'll just go with it. So we go in, having a cup of tea, having a chat. I hear my father's, I don't know what time it is, it's probably about two, half two. I hear father walking down the stairs. He walks in, he says, guys, keep it quiet or get out. Now, obviously, I can't have him talking to me like that in my house.
Well, you're not speaking to me like that in my house.
Yeah, how dare you? So obviously now I'm cornered. You know, I'm a young gazelle with an aggressive cheetah overlooking me. So I just react. I say, look, you be quiet and go back upstairs. All right. I'm then very quickly escorted from the property along with the girl.
It's wow. Tricky, but at least you tried to style it out.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to just take the easy route. So I thought I'll go with it and see what happens.
That's a tricky lie to go along with. Never pretend that you it's your place. That never works.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson. I will never be doing it again.
Good to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Next week, a Radio 1 legend leaves the building. That's you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Blank look.
I'm going to miss you so much.
Oh, don't.
I don't understand.
I will cry.
I don't like it.
It's
why are you doing this?
You didn't have to do this.
I know. I know. This is so awkward. Like we're breaking up. Mm. It's time.
Is it time?
It's time. And I will miss everyone so much. But I haven't got my head around it that I'm leaving next week at all. It's, I think, from Monday when we've got some really exciting stuff planned. We just announced that Dave Grohl's on my last show. It's going to just be emotional all week long. But please come over for tea and stuff, won't you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Will you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Or later on in the year, a gin.
Yes, absolutely, later on.
Good. Yeah.
Are you still going to have your Christmas parties at your house?
Yeah, they just won't be on the radio.
Yay!
And there probably won't be many famous people there.
You could still do everything that you do now. You could do the live.
What, just turn up here,
just
but
do it
what I'm
place.
Saying, not going out on the radio.
Just pretend to do a show from your house.
Oh, God, how tragic.
So, we've heard so many facts about Fern over the years. Some of them have been on air, some of them just from personal knowledge. And so many things, Fern, that people claim are true.
Mm.
A lot of them have been also on Real or No Real. Now, with Fern leaving in just 1 week's time, I can't bear to say it.
Hello.
This is Fern's last chance to come on air and confirm or deny. Are you ready?
It's like this is your life.
It is a bit.
It is a
okay.
bit.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
At Radio 1's Big Weekend 2011 in Carlisle, Fern told viewers of BBC Three that Lady Gaga was going to be on in 5 minutes on 12 different occasions.
Do you remember this? Because I was DJing on stage, and I think we were all being told the same thing. It's like, it's going to be 5 minutes. And I remember at one point...
I'd forgotten about this until just then.
There was a countdown clock going 5 minutes, and then counting down. And then they stopped the clock. It's like, what are you doing?
Just time stood still. But it can for people like Gaga, I guess.
Yeah.
But it did get quite boring when we had no other VTs to throw to, and it was just me and Reggie Yates talking so much rubbish. Like, you've never seen us talk. I would hate to watch that back, because the filling was... extraordinary.
But likewise, I was in the tent when it was happening, and Mills was DJing at the time, and you kept having to do one more. You'd run out of songs.
I'd run out of music.
Right, where's Now 23? Whack it on.
Well, that was on already.
Right.
But you were playing proper B-sides.
Yeah, I was like, what is this song? I'd totally run out. But feeling like that, Fern, on television live, that separates the men from the boys, that does.
It does. So, and you have to have one of those in your career at some point, just not for that long.
I mean, was that one of the most awkward TV moments, would you say?
It was probably one of the most tense.
Surely the most awkward is... What was the one where you had the Eurovision one?
Oh.
So myself and Terry Wogan were announcing who would be going through to represent the UK for the Eurovision.
That's it.
And it was very loud in the studio. And there were two... It was down to two people. And we were like, the results are in 3, 2, 1. And both Sir Wogan and I said completely different people. And I hate to say that the one that I said was right. So Terry Wogan was in the wrong, which, you know... You don't want that to happen when you're there.
Yeah, but like a boss, he's just announced whatever he thought was right.
I just think it was a miscommunication. It was very loud in there.
But did you tell viewers on BBC Three that Gaga was going to be on in 5 minutes on 12 different occasions? What do you think?
I imagine that is real.
Yeah, it's got to be real.
Well, we do actually have some footage here. we've dug out a lot of the filling. Let's see if Fern really did say Gaga in 5 minutes 12 times.
So, obviously, Lady Gaga headlining tonight at Radio 1's Big Weekend. You'll see it live here on BBC Three.
everybody is waiting for Lady Gaga. Everybody. She will be on the main stage shortly.
Only here will you see Lady Gaga doing her thing.
Hopefully.
Lady of the Gaga will be on stage in about 5 minutes' time.
I can hear the desperation in your voice now.
I don't really know much else, to be honest. What do you know?
Greg, I might be sitting there for a little while, yeah. Hopefully, I think Gaga's going to be on stage in about 5 minutes.
To be honest, we're all waiting for Gaga. I've heard that she is just in her dressing room. I don't know what she's doing. If you're watching BBC Three, Lady Gaga, then come out now.
I imagine she was watching us on telly.
I'm not sure what she's actually currently doing right now. She threatened to get absolutely wasted. Let's hope that that hasn't happened.
Everyone is clock-watching for Lady Gaga.
Waiting for Lady Gaga.
Greg, what is the latest, mate?
So, I've got no news at the moment.
She will be on stage
at
and
some will make point. Us wait a little longer by the look of
and
things.
And we will stay here until she gets on stage. That's right, before the face implants, before the meat dress, before the giant egg.
Yeah.
Of course, Lady Gaga was called Stephanie.
Oh, back catalogue.
I'm sorry for keeping you guys waiting. I know that there's a lot of Gaga fans.
Yep, still going.
Greg, are you still there? Any sign of Gaga?
No. There are some dancers and some cool-looking people.
Who's that? Scott still DJing at the front there? He's probably done the longest set of his life. Well, if, like me, you like to be in bed by about 10:30 with a hot chocolate and a book, that's not happening tonight because we don't know when Gaga's going to get on stage. But let's just have a look in the tent. I think the countdown has started.
There
the
we go.
2 minutes
there
before
it is.
Gaga.
Oh, wow, that is filling galore, Fern.
I mean, I even bored myself, quite frankly.
But, you know, it wasn't 12 times.
I like the Stephanie fact that came out.
Yeah.
When it was,
yeah. Well, you've got to just get
in
it from your head.
Times,
it wasn't 12 times.
It wasn't 12, but it was a lot.
It was a lot.
So it was a no-reel situation.
Oh. But I like reminiscing. This is fun.
We're putting all the rumours and facts, you know, straight and where they should be.
Yeah.
And next.
In 2006, the BBC forgot to apply for a licence to allow the public to be in the audience watching Top of the Pops, meaning Fern Cotton had to present the show in front of a dancing crowd of BBC staff from shows such as Gardener's World, Panorama and Newsnight.
Oh, this can't be true.
That's grim.
You know what? I forget everything. This is so nice, just planting memories back in my brain.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes this sort of thing just happens.
It does.
So you would have gone, it's Friday, it's Top of the Pops, and then all the staff would have been screaming like 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, and quickly getting their lanyards and hiding them in their pockets to not be seen on telly.
Oh, so it's just staff from shows such as Panorama and Newsnight.
And they're not going to dance.
No, and they're not a Top of the Pops crowd.
They're just not. They're just not. They're just going, who are these people on stage? Why am I here?
What is your favourite Top of the Pops memory?
Probably Eminem coming on. That was weird.
Incredible.
And amazing. We did a U2 special, which was bizarre, like outside the BBC.
I remember that.
People were sort of hanging out of bus windows watching and on the roof of the BBC.
Mm. So, Fern, is that real?
That unfortunately is real.
Oh, wow. Was it awkward?
Yeah, just a weird vibe in there.
Yeah.
I don't think the warm-up guy could have done anything to get that Panorama crowd going.
That's a tough crowd.
Tough gig.
Right, let's come back after this with Fern Cotton, a Real or No Real special a week before she departs. Fern's back on Real or No Real. We're just ploughing through some of the highlights and lowlights of Fern's time here at Radio 1. How long has it been?
Well, all in all, I've been doing this show 5.5, but all in all about nearly 10.
10 years.
Mm.
10 years.
Yeah.
What about this fact?
During one Radio 1 Live Lounge performance, the cameras cut back to Fern when she wasn't expecting it and showed her sitting at her Radio 1 desk doing online shopping.
Let's all be honest.
I don't know what to say because I've either got to out myself or it was real.
Here's the thing.
There's only a bad outcome.
So what you're saying is you're trying to work out if anyone could have possibly proven that.
I mean, okay, right, I will be honest with you, whether this particular fact is real or not, I have done that.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. You've done hundreds of live lounges.
And 99.9% are fantastic.
But some of them you're not going to be as interested in.
Some of them
it's
are not as good.
It's the law of averages. Some of them not as good. You can say that now. You've got a week to go.
Exactly. What's going to happen? There's nothing they can do about it. And
some
also,
of them have been horrendous.
Sometimes when that's happening, other things are going on in your head and you might have to get a dress really urgently for something that evening.
That's hilarious. So you're basically, you're watching one of the live lounges. Oh, not for me.
Yeah.
Like, to turn to do that.
I have done my weekly shop as well online.
During a live lounge?
Not during a live lounge, but during the After maybe during a live lunch.
Oh, this is incredible. See, this is brilliant. When someone leaves, you just find it all out.
Just say it all.
Fern, do you want to say whether that's real or no real, do you think?
I'm going to say no real and keep an element of professionalism.
Are you enjoying this or is it horrible?
I was until that moment.
Right, okay. And next.
Fern Cotton loves Elton John so much, she went to go and see his Vegas show on her own.
Surely she didn't go to Vegas for the whole time just to see Elton.
That's the thing, I'm a big fan of Elton John.
He's amazing. He's amazing, right?
Yeah,
have you
amazing.
Seen him live?
I saw him at Vicarage Road, yes. I saw him in Watford.
Yeah, well, he's a local lad to me and you, so you have to support your local talent.
Absolutely.
And he is he's a walking legend.
Okay, I think that you were already in Vegas. You didn't go especially, and you probably did rock up to the show, the Vegas show, on your own, because maybe you couldn't find a friend to go with.
But there's being a fan, and then there's travelling to Vegas to go see someone perform, right?
Yeah, but maybe she was going to be there anyway.
This is real. I was already in Vegas working.
Right.
He was performing. As you said, couldn't find a friend.
Yeah.
So just went on my own. Just went on my own.
And how was that?
I had a pint of gin and tonic, so I didn't want to keep going back to the bar. And I stayed in the thick of the crowd and sung my little heart out.
Oh, it's so cute. You went on your own.
It was one of the best nights of my life.
Did you make friends?
No friends.
And next.
When, in 2003, Shane Ritchie released a widely forgotten cover of Wham's I'm Your Man, he starred in the music video alongside Fern Cotton.
Oh. Look, it was a long time ago, yeah?
You know, there's nice memories that are coming back to me. There's other ones I'm thinking, right.
Yeah. Hang on, this is blowing my mind. So, Shane Ritchie was a pop star?
Yeah. Briefly.
With you.
This is the trouble with the internet.
I know. People now are going to go and Google this. This is what's going to happen. Does that video even exist?
Probably not.
I mean, unbelievably, this is real.
Wow.
And I was sort of forced to wear this sort of Hawaiian vibe outfit, which was quite small. And it was for children in need, which is the only reason I did it. I have to point that out.
Well, that's good, though.
So I had to sort of do a weird dance with him, which I vaguely remember being spun around. Oh, here we go.
Got this one off cassette.
I mean,
Shane Ritchie can do anything.
He can do anything. He can even make me get in a Hawaiian outfit and dance. Oh, this video, I'd forgotten all about it.
I'm sorry.
And I assume when you film it, you have to hear this song a million times as well.
It was one of the music videos take about 2 days to film. Yeah. So that's all you hear for like 48 hours whilst wearing a bikini, embraced by Shane Ritchie.
You did it for charity.
It was all for charity.
And finally,
Fern Cotton has a display of letters from the royal family in her bathroom.
Oh, this is what I imagine would be real.
Scott's been in that loo a few times.
Yeah, I have actually.
Did you drop your phone down my loo once?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I forgot about that. I lost my phone to the Fern Cotton bathroom.
And then someone from Made in Chelsea fished it out.
Yeah, yes!
Ollie Locke!
Ollie Locke fished it out.
Yeah.
True story.
True story.
That's just a subtext story
yeah. of
so
the story.
Does Fern have just letters and pictures from the royals in her bathroom?
Please be real. I really want this to be real.
I need to know the answer immediately.
It's real.
Yeah,
yes.
I knew it. Who have you got?
I've got a lovely letter penned from Prince Harry and Prince William, and there's a picture of me and the Queen in there as well.
Yes.
I mean, if you've met the royals, show off about it.
I 100%. I would do that so much.
Absolutely.
First time I went in that bathroom, I was like, oh, this is so cool. There's always a candle on the go.
Always a candle.
Just kind of like uplighting the pictures beautifully.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to miss that. Have you got that in your new house?
Yes, we have actually. Exactly the same vibe and
so
aroma.
So coming around.
Come over.
Fern, that has been brilliant today. Thank you so much.
It's emotional.
Of course I'll be here for your last show.
You better be.
Of course I will. And thank you for putting a few of these rumours over the years to bed on Real or No Real. Fern Cotton special today.
Clarity right there.
Those are the best bits of Friday's show. I am back next Friday because I'm spending the week at Eurovisions. But Matt Edmondson will look after you Monday from 1 o'clock.